That ass?
Oh, shit.
I thought you were going to tell me go.
I usually do the 3-2-1 go. That's
at least it was the NFL theme. Like,
yeah, if it was, oh, that could have been some, wow, I don't know. What's up? That could have been fun.
Okay, right. Well.
What's up, everybody? This is DWC. This is episode 4, week 3 of the NFL. You can listen to us on YouTube and our audio on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, DWC2022, on Instagram, Defense Wins Championships, and I believe on TikTok, we are DWC2022. But we have the Defense Wins Championship in our name. We're going to start posting some TikTok clips. And yeah, we're gonna continue to build, continue to move. And thanks everybody that listens, likes, subscribes, and all that. But yeah, let's go ahead and get into the headlines. This was the week of the underdogs. I know I literally have to find the clip of me in the video. I was saying, oh, this week gonna be boring. All these people that are like minus 200 plus. We even had a minus 500 fucking lose. This is what we're talking about in the difference and how we can't see why people like college football over NFL. Unless you like truly just like the atmosphere, then you need to grow up. This is what we live for. We don't live for the fucking 35 to 10 blowouts. This is what we live for, the like the nitty gritty. You got to fucking nut up and you got to score or stop the other team from scoring. In the tackling, it's just so much better. Don't even get me started. But this week was crazy. A lot of underdogs won their games except for the one we fucking picked.
They actually might have been the only underdog.
We fucking picked loss because Malik Nabers dropped a fourth down pass. And it ended up after that, they gave the ball back to the Commanders. Commanders kicked the game-winning field goal. So he had a great game, but ultimately he folded for us. And no, I wouldn't say anything to his face because he would absolutely kill me. But fuck you. Anyways, the underdogs were amazing. I don't ever see this shit happening again like that. This shit was crazy. Literally, if you bet like 3 or 4 underdogs and put like 10, 20 bucks on them, you're getting like $1,000. That's how crazy this shit was for the underdogs. Even, you know, the Browns were underdogs and the Browns won.
That was disrespectful, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that game was fucking stupid. But the Browns won. The Browns won. I don't know what God y'all pray to, but like when Trevor Lawrence got the ball, and he threw like a 15-yard pass or something to Brian Thomas, and I was like, oh shit! And then it just started pouring. I was like, ain't no fucking way.
It did start raining right on that last drive.
I was like, ain't no fucking way. Yes, bro. I was literally like, oh, the Browns won the fucking game. I was like, there's no way it just started raining again. But
what a yeah.
Anything for you on the underdogs?
I just think it was such a weird week. I don't think we'll see this type of week again, to be honest. But this is exactly why when we did our rankings preseason on, you just never know until past like week 6 on what teams actually are. I mean, no one can look me in the eyes right now through 2 weeks and be like, these are the best 5 teams in football. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like no one, and I mean no one besides the Saints, look great. Like that's it. And the Saints are, they played the Panthers first game. We all just disregarded it. We're like, whatever, they scored 40 on it. But then they put it on the Cowboys at home where the Cowboys don't lose home games, right? So that was impressive. Now I have a split. I'm like, what are they? Are they actually good? Like, I don't know. It's just weird. Like on Sunday, 5, 6 plus point dogs won 7 out of like the 7 outright dogs won. So, I mean, What a weird fucking week. And it has to be. It just has to be QB play being down. Like, mm-hmm. I really thought about it, and I was like, this shit ain't happening with Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Tom Brady, Rodgers in his prime, Peyton Manning. Like, they just didn't lose to dogs, like, yeah. at all. You know what I mean? I think the QB play is just so horrendous through 2 weeks that even the worst of the worst isn't as bad as people think. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, from probably 7 on, it's a lot closer than people think comparative to, like, the 32nd ranked QB. Yeah. If you're doing PFF or if you're doing QBR to, like, the 15th ranked QB. Like, I think it's all really close, EPA and stuff like that. I think everyone's just playing bad. So I think, I think each team weekly has a good chance, because when QB plays down, there's more mistakes. You're not moving the ball. I just think, like, anybody can win, anyone but the Panthers, to be honest with you. But now, like, I hate to say it, but now with Andy Dalton in, they might be able to win a few games. You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to be as irrelevant as when Bryce Young was the QB. And I'm not slandering Bryce Young. He got thrown into a shit situation last year.
Yeah.
Confidence is at an all-time low. I don't even know if Canales really liked him to begin with, because, I mean, just a weird situation there. But, like, I don't know. Weird 2 weeks. I mean, even this is the weirdest 2 weeks I think we've seen to start the year, to be honest with you.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams that are 0-2 that you could not convince me would have been 0-2 at the start of the season. But yeah, like you said, the QB play has been an all-time bad. I mean, statistically, QBR-wise and efficiency-wise, Justin Fields is the best quarterback in the AFC North and a top-5 quarterback. And we all fucking know that that's not true.
And y'all have one touchdown on the year.
Yeah,
so it's just like, what?
To Darnell Washington.
Crazy it's, world.
This like, and it's not like, you know how some of the books are that'll make an underdog like +112 or not. These were +200, +300, +400 underdogs winning games, winning tight games, winning convincingly games. Like, this shit was crazy.
Yeah.
And the scores were crazy. There were tight games. Games went to fucking, you know, the wire. Games went by a field goal. A game went to OT. The Saints blew out the Cowboys. The Chargers shut out the Panthers. This was pandemonium. And there's a lot of teams that we don't know about. Thank God we don't do weekly rankings.
We did that the first year.
We were like, if we tried to do it this year, we would have been like, what the fuck are we supposed to do? But yeah. The Bryce Young got sat for Andy Dalton. That's also one of our headlines. The thing for me, and you guys know I'm a Bryce Young fan. I'm, you know, got Alabama in the back. That's my squad. Love Bryce Young. Bryce Young is the best quarterback that I've ever had at Alabama in terms of being a quarterback. It's just different. And this is why a lot of the times you see these quarterbacks from these big schools don't really pan out in the NFL, because it's just vastly different than an NFL, you know, playing in the NFL. What Bryce Young could do playmaking-wise, getting away from defenders, you cannot do that shit in the NFL with his frame. It's like people underestimate the sheer difference from college to NFL, like just the grown man, like, and he's been taking shots. The line has been, and you know, with like, that's why I was confused with the Bryce Young pick. But I think if they would have drafted CJ Stroud, he would have failed too. The whole organization is bad, and it's top to bottom. But you knew what Bryce is. I mean, I would assume. If you don't know, then please hire me and Reed. We will be talent evaluators for the Carolina Panthers. Please. Well, pay me good, but please, like, you knew what the skill set of Bryce Young was going to be. You knew this man was like 5'10", 5'9",
yeah,
like 170, and you knew you had to give them athletes. And what did you do? You gave them a piss poor line, wide receivers that can't get separation. And at that point in time, a head coach that doesn't really fit his style. So what was he, how was he supposed to excel?
I mean, we might as well just segue into the next headline here. Our next headline was Bryce Young got benched after two games. Obviously, we're going to go into depth on that, what we think about it. As far as you're saying, like, Stroud would have failed, I don't necessarily disagree, because the Panthers, like, once you get a shit org, it's the same thing with, like, everyone, like, regrets not taking Josh Allen for the Browns. Like, we had a chance to take him, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. After the first year Josh Allen had with the Bills, not many people were like, oh, this kid's going to stick around long, right? Because he struggled mightily throwing it downfield, only throwing at like a 50% clip, just like AR almost, like right now. But like, Baker was more headstrong. He was more confident, like, in who he was. He felt like he could really turn the Browns around. I think that's what it really took for the Browns to get there. So I'll always credit Baker for that. Cause I think if Josh Allen went to the Browns at that point, I think he would be broken and out of the league by now, or at least like a Sam Darnold, like backup type of QB. You know what I mean?
Cause who's to say you would have hired Brian Daboll or not?
Yeah, exactly.
Like Brian Daboll saved Josh Allen.
Saved him. That's the same situation there with Stroud. I don't know if he could have gotten out of it, but like from a drafting standpoint, you're absolutely right. Like, why the fuck are the Panthers drafting a guy that's 5'10", small, and then not helping in free agency get a better O-line to match? Like, if you're going to know going into the season that you're not going to spend on the O-line or draft another guy in the first round, why not go Stroud, who is bigger, more mobile, is better in the pocket? You know what I mean? Like, why are we – has a better arm for the NFL? Like, just horrible decision-making, which is not surprising from the Panthers. But, like, what are we doing? Like, and for them to bench Bryce Young after two games is very telling to me where – Dave Canellas is like, right? Because it seems like more of a scared move from him, basically telling everyone, like, I'm not letting my record and my job on the line for a guy that is this like broken. You know what I mean? I don't think he's willing to take the time to fix him before he gets fired, right? Because that's how Tepper is. Tepper is like very, you're going to get fired if you don't win fucking 8-9 games. There's no improvement. Like, you're done. You know what I mean? So I think it was more like, all right, fuck this. We have Dalton. I know I can win some games with Dalton. Let's show Tepper what I can do with a QB that's not completely broken or has been a QB in this league for a long time. At this point, I think Young probably needs a fresh start. Typically, yeah, when shit goes south like this, I think it just goes way south from here on out. And you're not going to overcome this type of situation. One, his confidence was already killed after two games. And wait, I do want to say that they never played him in preseason, did they?
I don't think so.
I don't feel like they played together. Like, the offense didn't play together. All new offense. I feel like none of the starters were playing. There was no – it was kind of like the Browns, how they didn't play anybody, so now they're starting to figure out – you have to figure out mid-game in the NFL. Not a good idea at all. But, yeah, I just think weird situation. But, like, you already killed – his confidence was already killed from last year. And then to start this year, getting blown out twice, throwing major picks, and now you're going to bench him after two games, like, he's got to get out of there.
Yeah. I mean, we can – I don't know where he would go, but, yeah, he's got to get out of there. It's just like –
Rams, no.
Hey, bro. I mean, my thing about, like, benching him is, like, what are you necessarily looking forward to in the draft? I mean, there's no QB to me that, like, stands out, like, this is going to be the franchise-turning quarterback.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you just go and get Quinn Ewers? Because it's just going to be the same thing. If you don't have a good draft to center around your QB, and you're not actively, because I think we all knew, and what typically happens is if you get a new coach, new GM, whatever, if that QB isn't an established QB, they're getting a new one. They're always like, oh, that wasn't my guy. I didn't draft this guy. They're most likely going to get a new one.
Which is also part of the decision-making there by Canales, probably. He's like, I didn't draft this guy. I'll give him a shot, but if it went south pretty fast. You know what I mean? It was a quick and decisive move by him, which I feel like you wouldn't see from a lot of guys. So
yeah, all in all, what you can take away from what we're talking about with Bryce Young, David Tepper needs to get fired. He's got to
– hands off.
He's got to die.
He's got to – dude.
Think that we're not getting monetized yet. He's got to die. He's got to go.
I think honestly, what the Panthers need to do is take the take an approach differently. Like, you need to build – like, through the draft, you don't go QB this year. Mm-hmm. Like, just – you need to build your depth in your important pieces, like go O-line heavy, go D-line heavy, and then work through other positions that you need. Stay away from QB. Maybe take a QB late, like super late, and take a shot on a guy. But every year there is 10 guys that have started for NFL teams that can probably win games in the NFL. Like, work on your trenches. Get like a Jameis Winston in the offseason. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I know they got money to pay for it.
Yeah.
And then go from there. Jameis Winston, and you fill in the line depth and you work on it and you give them weapons around, you're probably winning 7 to 8 games, right? Like, you can probably do it. So they need to take like 2 years off, get a free agent QB to come in there, and then they need to fucking fill the team with all their draft picks. So,
I mean, we saw it with – literally the Bears game Sunday night. You can have all these weapons. You can get all these guys. If your trenches are ass, you won't have time to showcase these weapons.
Yeah, I mean,
because they're going to get after it.
Yeah, the Bears' one weakness just from watching them is the O-line. And maybe QB, but like, he's a rookie, so what do you expect? He's going to make mistakes. But their O-line is fucking terrible. And it's – their O-line being bad is costing Caleb Williams development. So getting a QB this year for the Panthers is just a waste of fucking time. It's going to be the same thing over and over. Just look at the Browns. Like, how do people not learn? You know what I mean? The Texans, you know what the Texans did? Getting Stroud at 2 and instantly being good reset everyone's mind like Men in Black. Mm. It was like, oh, shit, we got to go QB. And this guy's going to turn the franchise around immediately. Like, that's not how that works. Like, Stroud walked into a Nico Collins. He walked into Laremy Tunsil, a fucking all-pro left tackle.
Hall of Famer. Side
block. Like, motherfuckers top 5 in pass protection every goddamn year. I mean, they had pieces around him. You know what I mean? Their O-line wasn't bad. Like, it just wasn't. So, I don't fucking know, man. I think it was too early to bench Bryce Young, no doubt. And people on air, the talking heads, is Bryce Young the worst number one pick of all time? It's brutal out here, man. It's fucking brutal. Like, you can't, like, you can't do shit out here.
I feel really bad for him, and obviously I'm biased because I'm a Bama fan. But like, you can see. I mean, this dude's still a kid.
He is. Like,
you can see the. The confidence is just ass, like having to flip on the TV, anything sports related, they're talking shit about you. The 5 fans that are there hate you. It's just like people don't understand how top to bottom it trickles down to bad QB play. People are just look at you and just be like, you're a bad QB. But that's not the whole story. And I hate that people just like, oh, you're a bad QB. Oh, you know, and it's for any, you know, Caleb Williams is a bad QB. I'm like, bro, like, you gotta think the bigger picture here. If you have a shit online and people that can't get separation, so they have to run longer routes to get separation.
What can we do? That's the craziest part about football. It's not so like black and white.
Yeah.
It's somewhere in between, because you can pull up thousands of different stats from different angles, PFF, fucking EPA, like efficiency ratings, adjusted completion percentage, like all of it. And it like everyone, it's crazy because people pull up this shit and then you put it out there. You put this whole graphic together to show you like, oh, this is showing one thing. And then people will take it a completely other way. You know what I mean? Yeah. The QB situation in the NFL is just like, it's not fair. Like, it really just isn't fair because everyone's looking for that Tom Brady, the CJ Stroud, the Jordan Love. You know what I mean? It's just, it doesn't happen. Like, it just doesn't. No, I mean, you look top to bottom. Go ahead.
So we just got insanely blessed with that QB class of like the QB classes of like Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Trevor Lawrence. That shit does not happen.
No.
At all.
And even that, like, and even then, like, Lawrence is struggling. Herbert hasn't won anything. Burrow had a really good 1 year. I would say he's had good years every time he's played, but he's been injury prone. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, for everything to go right for a QB, the team has to also be going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
That's why wins aren't a QB stat. Like, it's just not.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they pulled it a little too early, but then again, I saw he's like one of the least pressured QBs in the league. I just think, you know, fucking he got murdered last year every time he dropped back. So he might be seeing ghosts. We've seen Sam Darnold get over it, though. You know what I mean? Like, Sam Darnold pulled out of the fucking fire. If Bryce Young went to someone like, I mean, I don't think Chase Daniel is like a great talking head analyst, but like, I do think he's right about if he went to the Rams and sat with Sean McVay, I think, or like Green Bay, played as a backup with like one of the bright offensive minds. Like, I don't think it's like horrible to think that he could get out of this issue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or a like
any OC and coach means the world.
Yeah.
To some of these people, especially if like, that's, I mean, we saw it with Tua. I mean, you know how we feel about, you know, Mike McDaniel, but like, that's what Tua needed. Tua needed a Mike McDaniel. Sam Darnold with Kevin O'Connell. I think Kevin O'Connell is an amazing coach. That's just what some people need.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, the whole Miami situation, like, everyone was talking about, oh, we need to get rid of Tua. We need to get rid of Tua when Flores was there. Mike McDaniel showed up and made Tua the leading passer in the NFL. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it's scheme, it's fucking comfort, it's confidence. And there's none of that. There's none of that in Carolina.
No.
So hard to succeed.
Free Bryce Young, man. That's my dog. Come to the Steelers, man. Come to the Steelers. I ain't giving a lot to you. Come to the Steelers.
That ain't gonna help him either. he needs to go somewhere with an actual offensive mind that's young and energetic.
Like, is the someone, Saints. Is someone not 2-0 talking to me? Hey, we're 2-0, brother.
Hey, you're 2-0 with one touchdown. I respect it. That's the Steelers hustle. That's what they do.
Brother. Soon to be 3-0. Let Justin Herbert not play, brother. Soon to be 3-0.
Stack jump these from wins. My roof.
Stack these wins, man.
You guys are so nasty. How can you be proud of those wins? Like, I just
hey, I'm proud of my defense, man. Deshaun Elliott is a fucking beast. Joey Porter Jr., superstar. We getting after it, man. We're gonna go into the most sustainable. Oh, you go ahead. Most sustainable.
We just wanted to talk briefly about two surprising starts in the NFL. The Saints, obviously, scoring 86 points in two games. Ridiculous. And then they start out 2-0, beating the Cowboys at home was their biggest win. And then the Vikings starting out 2-0, we all thought, oh shit, JJ McCarthy got hurt. You know what? I'm starting to think that JJ wasn't going to start anyway. to be honest with you, because it looks like Sam Darnold has been the guy that they've always needed. They're starting off 2-0. They beat the 49ers at home again somehow. McConnell stays undefeated against the 49ers. But, yeah, we were just going to talk about who we think is more sustainable to keep on winning games. I haven't looked at the records. I know the Saints play a tough schedule, though. I was looking at their out-of-conference games, and I was like, holy shit, they actually play, like, a decently tough schedule this year. Honestly, if I had to pick, I want to say the Saints because of the division. Because the way they're playing right now, I don't see the Bucs or the Falcons beating them. You know what I mean? Just off initial, like, what we've seen. But at the same fucking time, this Saints team could disappear in, like, 3 weeks. Yeah. Are we seeing the full version of what we're going to get, like, on a weekly down-to-down basis, week-to-week basis? Because something's got to give, right? Like, they're either going to keep scoring 30 points a game or they're going to, like, go back to what they were last year. I don't think they go – I think there's going to be some kind of in-between, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they're going to be a decent offense. Mm-hmm. I still think their defense is solid with Dennis Allen, but I think they're old, you know what I mean? So
Yeah. There
has to be some regression there at some point. I'm going to say the Saints. Vikings, I don't trust Darnold. Like, at least Derek Carr has done it before. Mm-hmm. And he seems healthy. He seems confident in the offense. But the Vikings – there's no way they can keep getting away with this. Sam Darnold at QB.
Yeah, I think it's funny with, like, the superstitions. Like, and I looked at the stats and they're spitting. It was Derek Carr eats every election year. And you look at the 4 years.
Dude.
It's like, remember his MVP year? Or MVP, like, race year? That was in 2020. He had an amazing year in 2016. It's been every 4 years.
What?
I think that's crazy. The only thing that I don't like about the Saints run is if they keep doing this, they're going to keep Dennis Allen as a coach, and that is not what you should do. I think Dennis Allen is a terrible. I'm not talking like Eberflus bad, but I'm not the biggest Dennis Allen fan. I'm gonna actually go with the Vikings here. I really like what Brian Flores is doing with this defense. This defense has been hooping. And I think those two, Kevin O'Connell and Brian Flores, have been really good at what they're doing and making sure. It just depends on if Justin Jefferson is good, I think, and especially when they get TJ back. This team could be really good. I think the Saints will be good. I don't know. I think they will regress, but, like, I didn't think they were going to beat the Cowboys, and they punted 40 on them.
Yeah, that one was I thought they could hang around and score on the Cowboys. I didn't think it was going to be like that, though. Like, they just dominated.
Their 15 possessions, they've scored every time. Like,
Jesus.
That's insane.
This is my thing, though. Like, the Saints play the Eagles next, so this week, and then they play at the Falcons, at the Chiefs, and then the Buccaneers at home. So that's a tough – so they start out with the Cowboys, Eagles, Falcons, Chiefs, Buccaneers. Like, that's tough. If they can get out of that stretch
– they go, like, 6-0.
Right. Dude, they ain't going 6-0. If they go like 4-2, I would be impressed at that.
There's already people thinking that they could take the number one seed.
That's just.
Hey, you had the Panthers over them in your division, rankings.
I'm cooked. I'm cooked. Hey, if Kirk Cousins doesn't step up, I'm cooked in that division.
Yeah. Well, who did I pick? I think I picked the
Bucks. Yeah.
I'm cooked.
Bucks are 2-0 also. I mean, I wouldn't count them out yet, but.
Big on big.
Like, the Vikings, three-game stretch, brutal. Like, they play 49ers, Texans, Packers. Okay, five-game. 49ers, Texans, Packers, Jets, Lions, Rams. Rams, maybe not anymore, but that's a lot of good QB play. Texans, Jets. Yeah. Like, what? If they beat the Texans this week, I'm sorry, but like, who the fuck
they,
is
they
this?
They are team? Legit.
If they beat the Texans this week, I'll be shocked. But to me, the Texans haven't looked that impressive this year.
No.
Like, their offense, I mean, then once again, QB play is down, and Stroud is no different than everyone else. Like, everyone's down. Defense mm-hmm. is up. So, like, they just haven't put it together as much as I thought that they would against the teams they've played. Like, Colts and Bears, you would think, I mean, probably a touchdown win, right? Like, mm-hmm. and more than 19 points against the Bears. I know the Bears have a good defense, but come on. A lot left on that field,
yeah.
in my opinion. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't hate it. The coaching side, I would give to the Vikings all day over the Saints. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, there is no doubt that I believe more in McConnell and Flores together than I do with just Allen. And fucking, I know Clint Kubiak is doing good things over there, but I feel like it has to slow down eventually.
Yeah. And then for a final headline, we're going to get into just, you know, a little hater talk. Lamar Jackson 0-2. Just the whole, like, the whole shape of the AFC North is just going way against what people predicted. And I think that shit's hilarious.
It always does, though. Like, no one – you can't predict the North. Like, you never, ever can predict the full North. Like, it just makes no sense. But this is – I will say this is the first time Lamar's ever started out 0-2 in his career. He actually has, like, a ridiculous record in September and through the first two games. That's stupid, too. So he does not usually lose – in September, just like Pat Mahomes. Do you think it's like a cause for concern? Because like we expected the Bengals, like all right, we didn't expect the Bengals, but we were like not surprised.
I didn't expect them to lose to the Patriots.
Yeah, no, we both picked the Bengals and we both were like, oh, they should handle business, right? But mm-hmm. we're also not shocked that they started 0-2 because this is who they are in September. Like that's yeah. just who they are. The Ravens are not though. Like they always get out fast. They always go up like six wins to one loss to start the year. Does this just feel different? Like, I know they had a lot of turnover. They have a lot of new pieces on offense they're getting used to. Their defense isn't as good. They lost a lot of depth.
Yeah, I mean, when they lost, who's their DC? Who was their DC?
McDonald.
Yeah, when they lost him, I knew that their defense wasn't going to be as good. I mean, he's nice and he was really good for the Ravens. I think overall, everything that we saw in the Ravens last year is just not the same. Definitely different. I mean, I think Mark Andrews is still hurt, and the way that the Ravens lost both of their games were both backbreaking. Like yeah. you lost, like you had two people for the Chiefs game. You had two people wide open. You threw it between them. And then likely was a toenail out of bounds. Backbreaking loss. And I think, like you said, overall, I just think they've gotten, during the offseason, I think they got worse as a team. I mean, we were doing all this, like, or, you know, not us, but, like, the people were doing all this, like, oh, Kyle Hamilton, now that Patrick Queen's gone, wrote, like, Raquan's going to eat, and... You know, we getting dotted up by Gardner Minshew. You know,
like Gardner Minshew. You know what's crazy is Gardner Minshew beat them last year.
Yeah,
remember the Colts when they went to OT. Yeah. Like what the? And the Colts at that point, when AR got hurt, we were all like, "Oh well, this is gonna be like the Colts season is done for." I mean, obviously they almost went to the playoffs with Minshew, but like, holy fuck, man! Why is Lamar losing to Gardner Minshew?
Yeah, as a Michael Pittman owner, I do miss Gardner Minshew. He spammed the fuck out.
Yeah, he did.
But yeah, I think it's more. I don't know if it's more. I think they'll figure it out. But like the Bengals, like I told you last episode, if the Bengals lose to the Chiefs, I don't know where to put them. You lost to both spectrums. Mm-hmm. You lost to a really great team, and you lost to what we expected, a really bad team, top five draft pick. So where are you? Are you in the middle? Are you a bottom 14 team? Where do you stack?
We're really going to see what the Bengals are this week, because they're facing the worst defense, worst pass defense by far. Mm-hmm. I think T. Higgins has a chance to play too. But, I mean, if you lose to the Commanders +7.5 on the road on Monday Night Football, like, we have serious issues. And I'm like, they always start slow, but they at least usually win two of those. Like, mm-hmm. two of the first five games, they usually at least win two. Starting out 0-3 is egregious. Like, I don't care who you are. I don't care what QB you have. I don't care what coach you have. 0-3 is just asking to not make the playoffs.
Yeah, and I mean, you have been speaking about it since day one of this NFL season. I agree with you, but you have been harping on this. When you don't pay veteran defensive players, you get a lot of these inexperienced young guys, and that's what leads to pass interferences. You get people jumping too early, and that's what caused you to lose the game against the Chiefs. You can't blame the refs on that. We all saw it on the TV. He jumped way too early.
I also want to say that I am just over the NFL putting these two teams against each other. I'm tired of, honestly, both fans. I'm tired of both QBs in this matchup. All it is a fucking flag fest. It always ends with some type of flag. Mm-hmm. Emotions are too high at this point. Just stop putting them on TV. I'm fucking over it.
I mean, we saw Jamar. Do you think Jamar really reacted like that because of the hit, or do you think it's those external factors of not getting the contract?
I mean, what was he so mad about? Like, watching it, the guy had his shoulder pads, didn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know 100%. Maybe he was asking for a horse collar or something. But to me, it was just like, what are you so mad about?
Yeah.
Like, what is going on? Like, what made him yell that much about the call? I don't know. I think Jamar's, obviously he wants paid and he's playing without being paid, so he's risking it right now. It's got to be frustrating, right? And he's not mm-hmm. getting the ball much. Teams are bracketing him. Like, you know what I mean? There's mm-hmm. I just don't think there's any creativity in Zach Taylor's offense with Joe Burrow's there.
No.
Like, I've been saying this, like, it just looks that way. Like, if there's not T. Higgins and Jamar Chase, I swear to God they run the same three routes. It's like a Josh Heupel fucking offense in this bitch. Yeah. They don't commit to the run enough. They can't protect Burrow half the year. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. It's so weird. I think Jamar was mad about everything. I think he really wanted to beat the Chiefs. They obviously don't like each other. He got a little too emotional right there. I don't know. It could have been a lot of factors. Maybe he did. Maybe McBride mm-hmm. did do something to him mid-tackle or something that pissed him off.
McDuffie,
my bad, yeah. I don't know. Pay that man. Like, he's your best offensive player. Fucking pay him. I have nothing else to say on the Jamar Chase situation, but just fucking pay him. I'm a Browns fan. You need to pay your best players. You're never going to win in this league. Like, I don't care how good Joe Burrow is. Like, you're going to struggle every year until you pay players around him.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, you're just wasting those years. I mean, you went to the Super Bowl years ago, and what have we done since? You know, those things are, we expect you to build on that. Yeah, going to the Super Bowl is like one step behind winning it, but still, I'm not saying you need to go to the Super Bowl every year, but we need to continuously build on that. I mean, what we have expectations for the Texans. They won a playoff game. We already have expectations.
And look what they did. Like, they went out and spent the most money in free agency. They drafted more players for depth positions. Like, they did it right. You know what I mean? I just, like, Joe Burrow will always have it that he went to the Super Bowl. their team wasn't great that year. Like, of course, their defense stepped up huge in the playoffs, but like overall, that team wasn't great. And I will always give credit for Burrow for playing well, not turning the ball over, doing shit when he needed to do it. Like, he will always have that. But to get back, like, people take for granted, like, to get to the Super Bowl and everything that had to go right for that to happen, like, just the Tennessee game itself, to get sacked, what, 9 times and still win that game, you're looking at a 1% win rate. Honestly, that might be the only win in NFL history that a QB's been sacked that many times, and they still won the game. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just hate how people take it for granted. Like, if the Browns ever made the Super Bowl, like, I'm fucking praying to God they win it, because I know they're probably not making it back the next year. You know what I mean?
Brother, I just want to win a playoff game.
Yeah, that too. It's just like, I was so happy to just be in the playoffs. Obviously, it didn't go how I wanted it to be, but we still made it. Like, we're relevant. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
God damn. Okay. I'm fucking.
Bang Bros.
Bang Bros. Joe Flacco back-to-back pick sixes. I don't even know how we got on this topic. This should have just been a topic on its own. But
nah, that shit was funny. Like, I'm not gonna talk about that game too much. But when he threw that pick six, and then y'all came back, and I was like, it'd be so I was like, Joe Flacco has the opportunity to do the funniest thing.
It was honestly
through another pick six.
Like, no doubt Joe Flacco got us where we needed to be at the end of the year, but my God, those were two of the worst pick sixes I've ever seen from a QB. And I've seen a lot from the Browns in my lifetime. What a fucking time to fold. Absolute. And I told you leading up to that game, like, I don't trust Flacco. After that Bears game, I had no faith in that man. I was like, we're going to get to the playoffs and we're going to fucking lose.
Yeah, I think the almost, and it wasn't a pick six, but it was really close because he got tackled. I think the funniest pick six would have been that game you're talking about with the Titans and Bengals when Ryan Tannehill threw that fucking pick.
Dude.
I was like, for the QB to get sacked 9 times, the other QB has to do the most horrendous acts.
Yeah. He had three picks, right?
Three picks.
Three turnovers. That was a meltdown by the Titans. I don't know what they were doing there. But yeah, like I said, we aren't surprised that the Bengals are 0-2, but fucking Lamar Jackson being 0-2 and this Ravens team switching so many coaches out, have a lot of young guys playing for him, I think it's a little bit concerning, no doubt.
Now I will ask you this question. It's going to break my heart by your answer because I think I know what it is. Is Derrick Henry washed?
Is who?
Derrick Henry washed?
Oh, man. You know, Derrick Henry's a weird dude in terms of, like, he needs to be going downhill or he looks very, like, rigid. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, when he gets met, the best way to stop Derrick Henry is to meet him behind the line of scrimmage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, and he looks almost unathletic when you do hit him before he gets moving. I just think that's where he's at in his career. Like, he used to be more explosive, but I still think he's solid. And he always gets better as the year goes on. If you've ever noticed his, like, early stats compared to his later stats, he always gets better. If you've ever had him in fantasy, you need to hold on to him at least past week 4. Because I swear to God, it will get better. I don't think he's washed. I don't. But there is a reason that the Titans let him go. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can't pay big money for a guy that's, I mean, how many carries has he had in his career? It's got to be the most.
I mean, he had a shit ton of Bama. So he already had high school, yeah.
They ran him like 50 times a game. Is that healthy for a fucking kid? I don't know. I don't think he's washed yet, but he's definitely not the same old guy that's going to be like, that's necessarily scary to be on the opposite side. You know what I mean? I don't think he's Dalvin Cook level washed at all. Like, that's bad. Or like a Zeke got fat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Zeke looks a little juiced right now. He got a little thinner. He looks like he's hitting holes harder, but he's still going to watch. But
he looks like he doesn't want to go broke. That's exactly what he looks like.
I don't. Yeah, to answer your question, I don't think Derrick Henry's washed yet. We'll see. Like 6 weeks into the season,
I think they'll be. I think he'll be. The Ravens' offense will be better. I don't know when he's supposed to come back, but when Keaton Mitchell comes back and they can run that little thunder lightning.
Yeah, when is he supposed to be back?
I don't know, but like, and who's to say? Who's to say he's gonna be fucking, you know, himself? We don't know, but yeah, it's just my thing with Derrick Henry now is like, it's so he's so, and this has been my thing in the beginning. He's so top heavy that like, if you can just trip him up, he's falling forward.
Yeah,
and I think it's a lot easier now to get him with like coming between the tackles than it was previously. Previously, he'd just run through that shit. But I think people know now how to go at Derrick Henry. You just don't get, because he, like I've told you years ago, he don't run you over. No. He will never truck your ass. He's going to stiff arm you. So as long as you can get low and get out of that range, which is hard to do, but I'm not an NFL player. So they know how to do that shit. So as long as you can get out of that range, I think you can definitely, like, you with a D-lineman arm tackle can get him. But, like, I think this offense is just stagnant. And I don't know really what it is. I don't know, because I don't think – I love Mark Andrews, but I don't think he's, like going to be the answer when he's fully healthy, because Isaiah Likely's good. So – This team is weird. I think offense and defense is just weird. I think there's, like you said, a lot of turnover. I mean, shit, Justin Tucker's missing fucking kicks.
Now he might be washed. That might be the better question.
-500 or he's
close. I mean, nowadays you almost need someone that's going to hit 50 yarders. So, because everyone else can do it. You know what I mean?
Shout out Boswell, man.
Yeah, like everyone else can do it. So you need someone in there that can do it for you too, or just, you're going to be at a disadvantage week to week. So I don't know. Just the Justin Tucker thing's weird to watch because he is like the best kicker that we've seen in our lifetime, probably. So to see this fall off is not great.
Yeah, we're here for it though.
Yeah. I also want to say with Derrick Henry, it's funny because how tall he is. He falls like a QB when he gets tackled.
Yeah.
Because people go for his legs and he just kind of falls like a giant, and most QBs are huge, so he just like kind of tumbles over.
Yeah,
it's so weird to watch. Like when he gets hit before he starts running, it's so funny. It almost looks like an old man, like an old QB just trying to run.
Yeah,
because he doesn't really evade people anymore. Like it's more if someone gets him before he starts running or like right off the snap, it's just he just tumbles.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it could be a lot of factors. I think we're going to need a couple more weeks. But like everybody besides the Bengals, like our, the schedules are only going to get fucking harder. So you have to win these kind of games.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That's why as like a Steelers fan, I'm glad we're winning the games we're supposed to be winning, because it's going to get fucking harder.
Yeah, no doubt.
We're going to go ahead and get into the notable injuries. We'll talk about the Tua shit for the last one, because I think that's going to be the most longest we talk about it.
Yeah.
But Pacheco, fractured fibula, out for 6 to 8 weeks. Cooper Kupp and DeForest Buckner are missing time with ankle injury. Debo Castring out for a couple weeks. And Jermaine Johnson tore his Achilles. Just on the Jermaine Johnson thing, that's so unfortunate. I hate when edge rushers, basically that's like an edge rusher like sin. Like if you tear the thing that is supposed to, that helps you get your get off, and essentially, which is essential for an edge rusher, I don't know how you're going to be when you come back.
Yeah, that sucks.
You go ahead.
I do want to point out, like, for the Pacheco thing, it's not necessarily about his injury, but like, what are the Chiefs thinking replacement wise? Like, they didn't have any backup plan for if he got hurt. Who the fuck is that white boy in there?
Carson Steele.
Dude, where did he come from? Where did he come from?
And he fumbled. He fumbled in the Bengals game.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you fucking last week on the podcast, I said, if someone fucks up in that offense, it's an absolute bum that no one has heard of, or it's like their eighth best player, like on the field. It's always someone. It's never like Kelce has obviously fumbled a few times, but like it's never, it's always like Mecole Hardman or fucking Carson Steele. It's like, why are you doing this? Like, why are you giving them the football? Like, I was pissed because Pacheco is not in on the goal line. He's not in on third and one. You're giving it to Carson Steele. Who the fuck is, who is this guy?
Yeah, your Mecole crash out was generational.
Because every time in the playoffs, if there's funny. A fucking turnover, it's him fumbling. Or like a tip pick funny. Or something. God, it's annoying. Yeah. Also, I just wanted to hit all of them real quick. I did see that Cooper Kupp might not go on IR.
I just want to hit all of them real quick.
Yeah, I saw late news that Cooper Kupp might be able to miss IR, so he might come back a little sooner than people think. Debo, isn't this the same injury he had last year, calf strain? Yep. Dude, what is up with these? Like, you would think after all offseason. No, he looked – I'm not going to lie. The first 2 weeks, he looked a lot slimmer.
Why are you looking at him like that? Hold on.
Hey, hold on. You know, he's been kind of beefy the last few years, but – he looks in shape. I was impressed week one. But yeah, I think that's all I had because Jermaine Johnson, that just sucks.
Yeah. I really don't know why CEH, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, is still on payroll.
Dude, did you see?
That brother needs to deliver my DoorDash.
Did you see what it was? Like why he's on IR?
Why?
PTSD. And I don't know what it, like, they're not elaborating. Is it because of an injury? He's, like, scared to step foot on the football field again. You know what I mean?
Hey, you can't blame me. I didn't tweet. I didn't tweet at him. It's like, It ain't me. Yeah, that brother's cooked. Season him again. Flip him back over. That brother's cooked.
I didn't look into it. I just listened to someone that told me that, and I was just like, what do you mean?
I refuse to look into it because then it'll just piss me off. Yeah, what the fuck do you mean? Put that helmet on.
Because I think him, like, if he was there, he could be, like, a serviceable back until Pacheco gets back, right? You know what I mean?
That brother sucks.
Yeah, okay.
That brother's ass.
He's also, like, 4'10", so.
Yeah, the brother's ass. I don't know. Is it time to call Leonard Fournette?
I forgot about him. Is he a free agent? Did he retire?
No.
Oh my God.
I don't know what they're gonna do. I don't know if they're just gonna pass the ball or what. Now, I hate the Debo shit. Debo's always gonna get fucking hurt. It's just how he plays. He always gonna get hurt. Cooper Kupp. The thing I don't like about like the almost like is he gonna miss IR? I hate when they go up for like 2 weeks and then they're like, oh, we're putting him on IR. I'm like, bro. So six.
Well,
weeks.
It's one of those things. It's one of those things where they test it out, see if he can play. Because I mean, they really can't afford to lose him right now,
brother. The season's over.
All right.
I need a Venmo Shmi. I said the Cardinals will be fourth place. The season's over.
Dude.
It's over.
Already missing both tackles, I think, a guard and their best.
And it's not like them tackles were good. We already was missing mediocre, so now we're ass. And then we're missing our two best pass catchers. Higbee's still out, but he's mediocre.
I forgot about Higbee. I didn't even know he wasn't starting the season.
And now we just stack in the box, so Kyren ain't really eating. Like,
yeah, he's gonna, his fantasy value is getting tanked right now.
Like, we got Tutu, DeMarcus Robinson, and Tyler Gator Johnson. Gang. Brother, we're cooked. It's over. Cardinals hung 40 on him. It's over.
That's insane, man.
It's over. Season's done. And I can't, that implosion is going to be crazy because we know Sean McVay retiring.
I think if we bring Bryce Young back up, I think it's a, you think McVay retires?
Hell yeah. I don't think he's been talking about retirement for
hours. Yeah, he has. The thing about that though, like with Stafford got you a Super Bowl, but like at the same time, like if you're going to start rebuilding, now's the time to do it. Like you need to offload Stafford to a team that needs a QB, get rid of that contract, and then save up picks and money for the next season. Cause I mean, just run Stenson. I hate to say it, run Stenson and just let it go. I'm saying you need to give it three to four more weeks probably before you blow it all up. You're done. You're already thrown in the white towel.
It's over.
About it. You know how mad people are going to be when the Rams are bad. They're bad. It's just not working. They can't protect Stafford. And then right before the playoffs, those motherfuckers trade Stafford to a team that needs a QB going into the playoffs. And that man's in the playoffs again.
I'll be hot.
Watch it happen. That's the direction they're going in right now because it does not look good with all these injuries.
I forget who it was, but I saw someone that wants to do the opposite of what you're doing. They want to – someone said the Rams should get Goff back. I was like, what the fuck?
Huh?
You think Goff wants to go back? Like, why would he go back?
Goff, statistically, in an EPA, I think, has done worse than Stafford through two games. And Stafford – and look at the help Goff has compared to the help Stafford has. We need to have a long conversation here soon about how the Lions never trusted Goff last year. And it's starting to show this year. The regression is here for Goff and that offense.
You're just a Goff hater, man. You're a Lions hater.
I was never a Goff hater. I wanted him to do well at the Rams. I didn't think they should have traded him. Well, actually, I did because Matt Stafford, I always
knew. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm a Matt Stafford dick rider, but.
Oh, we know. We all know.
Get him out of there. Get him protection. Send him to a team that has an O-line, bro. I need it.
Yeah. He's got to go somewhere.
But don't send him to the Dolphins. I'll kill myself.
Live on TV. If he went to the Dolphins, oh.
No, we need Stafford to go to the NFC, somewhere in the NFC. I don't give a fuck where it is.
I mean, it's not like he's going to play for like seven more years.
True, but we don't need him this year. Fuck it.
That Dolphins aura, it's not like our teams are going to do nothing, brother. We're cooked. the Dolphins aura. Oh, and he gets to put away Aaron Rodgers.
Dude, him with Tyreek
and Waddle.
So disgusting.
Both and that of them run, running backs.
And that run game. What? The O-line for them isn't great either, though. So.
Yeah, but I just need Stafford to put away that corpse up in New York. That brother's got to die. Speaking of dead, Tua's on IR.
That's insane. His
fifth concussion. It was fourth concussion.
This is his fifth, right?
His fifth?
Yeah.
We're already, I mean, fourth and fifth is
I think four fifth or five leading back
too
to
many
college.
Times.
Yeah, you're right.
And these aren't like, oh, my head hurts. Let's get it checked out. This brother is throwing up ASL on the field. And what's like funny and not funny? Sorry, y'all. It is midnight, so I'm going to say a bad joke. What's funny and not funny about that is I hate when the TV, they're like, oh my God, this was a terrible injury. Let's zoom in.
Yeah, that shit's bad.
I swear to God, I saw no pupils on that brother's face.
Like, when they showed replays of the hit, they never showed him actually, like, hurt. Like, they would always cut it before.
Yeah.
They just showed the hit. That's all they showed. So ESPN did a good job on that. But other than that, you're right. They were just – the broadcast was brutal. I was like, oh, my Lord.
And it wasn't even like, brother, we running into Damar Hamlin.
Dude, right on his chest. I was like, oh God.
We could have had a twofer.
That's fucking horrible.
But like, I mean, he whipped for the first down. I get it as a fourth down. And people were like, slide. I was like, when you look at the play, he couldn't really, like, if he slid, he wouldn't have gotten the fourth down. So I get him leaping for the first down. But brother, you like bounced off his chest and then
you went
to sleep mode.
I don't understand. Like, for me, it was hard for me to even, like, as soon as he ran at the guy, I was like, what are you doing? I was like,
there was nobody in the vicinity of either of them.
There was no reason to launch yourself like that with your head. Like, just go down. Like, if you don't get the fourth, it is what it is. Like, survive another day. Like, what the fuck, man? I was like, Tua. Like, if I was Mike McDaniel, obviously Mike McDaniel was shaken up about it. But, like, it was also, what the fuck are you doing? A man with head injury history, and he just dives headfirst into a man.
Yeah.
I mean, Hamlin didn't even hit him. Like, no. Tua literally torpedoed into his chest. I was like, what are you doing?
Bro, like, when you look at it, it's like nobody, like, it's different than, like, everybody's barreling down at you. But nobody was in, like, 3 or 4 feet of Hamlin and Tua. You could easily dove left, and I'm holding the ball, and I'm getting the first down. This brother just ducked down, put his head down, and got put to sleep.
There was a multitude of ways he could have not taken that hit.
100%. That brother malfunctioned on the field for a fifth time.
I think he read the situation wrong in the first place, because I think DeMar Hamlin came up and broke down.
Yeah.
Like, just trying to get him on the ground, because it really was just one-on-one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think Hamlin was going for a hit stick right there.
No.
He was literally, because why would his chest be up?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He was literally like, caught him like, out, and he was like, what the fuck?
I think Hamlin was like, what the fuck is this dude doing? I don't know. Bad decision by him. We could have made this a headline, to be honest with you. Do you think he should retire?
Hamlin better than me. I'm hit sticking.
What?
If you're a QB running, I'm killing you. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, I agree. I don't disagree with that at all. But I think he was doing the safe play by breaking down. I don't think.
But I think we were all shocked. We were just like, even Hamlin, like, bro. And it wasn't like Hamlin went down. He was just like, yo. And then Tua came back up.
Just like a weird, like, just a weird decision by Tua. Like, I really was just shocked more at the fact that he did that, like, dove headfirst into a guy than him actually getting knocked out. It was just weird.
It's like, I know it's hard when you, like, all right, we're pro. I hope the Dolphins tell him, don't do that shit.
Ever and again.
It's always hard with, like, your muscle memory. Like, you can be taught not to do that shit, but if you have, like, a really bad muscle memory, you just resort to being a fucking idiot. And that's exactly what he did. And I think, like, I mean, the NFL is never going to tell him to retire, because the NFL is a business and they don't want to pay him that money. But, like, brother, you got to go, bro. Dude, like, you literally have a wife and kids that I didn't even know about until they said it. And I was like, damn, Tua. I thought he was chilling. But, at this point in time, it's like, I think, like, they gave him that money, but, like, I mean, how many more years were we going to be? And I love Tua. Tua did one of my, probably my favorite play in Alabama history, 2nd and 26, you know? I threw a chair at a wall because of that, bro. That's my dog. But at what point? I mean, they already have – the haters have prospered tremendously. In the winter, you're cooked. Seasoning, flip over, cooked. And, brother, all you play is people in the north in the winter. The playoffs, you're cooked.
No domes or warm weather there.
No domes. You ain't Jared Goff. You're done. And if we already have that, I mean, what real, like, I don't know what the percentage of guaranteed money you get if you just retire, but like, bro, this is four or five. This is four or five too many. I mean, we probably had, you know, concussions when we played high school ball, but brother, my eyes were not in the back of my head.
Yeah.
I wasn't cooked like that. What you think your wife wants to see you out like that? Your fam? Fuck the M's, bro. Go get a podcast. Hawk Tua.
Get out of here. We gotta clip that out.
But like, what do you think he should retire?
I think he probably should. I know it's not what he wants to hear, but like, just, and I wouldn't even say that because like Denzel Ward on the Browns has had four concussions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But just the way the concussions have happened for Tua have been just brutal. Like three of them in the NFL just slammed on his head twice. And then he nosedives into a guy. That's his own fault. The first two were not his fault, but
yeah.
And each time it's like, oh my God, like that was scary. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be saying he should retire if I hadn't seen any of his concussions. You know what I mean? But just watching the videos on his concussions or watching it live, it's just like, okay, dude, like you got your money. You should get out. You should just do something else at this point. Take care of your family. Cause I mean, there's no 100%. Safety in the sport of football, like, and guys aren't gonna, just because you have concussion issues, no DN's gonna stop in the middle of a play to not throw you on the ground, you know what I mean, or hit you as hard as he can. Like, that's just football. Some people unfortunately just are not built for the long run in the NFL because it's just a violent sport and you're playing grown men that also are trying to get paid and playing for their lives. It's just different. And I think you should probably just call it quits. I know it's not what he wants to hear, but like, what else can you really say?
Yeah. I mean, we all know, I mean, people wear the guardian cap. I mean, James Daniels for the Steelers, our right guard, he wears a guardian cap. I really don't know how much that really protects you, but like, we all know how much of a violent game this is, but like, Tua's like, there's taking hits and there's just going limp. Like when he got thrown around, when he got thrown around, it's not like you're throwing Bryce Young around. Like, Tua's a beefy dude. So, like, to go completely limp and let your head hit the back like that, crazy. And then just the torpedo dive. I think that is the worst one. I mean, we saw – and it's not like – I mean, we've seen concussions. And usually it's dudes like – usually it's dudes tooted up. And they're just like laying down or they're just like holding their head. But like, I have never seen someone die like that. Like when he threw up the fingers, I was like, what the fuck is going on? I have no idea what's going on.
I mean, the Bengals one I thought was the worst.
That was bad. But the fact that we're having this, like, which is the worst? Like, you gotta retire.
No, he's had three very brutal concussions, like, mid-game. The first one was the one where he got slammed, like, just pulled down, hit his head. He got up and then fell back down. Like, that one's bad. The Bengals one, he got carted off the field. Like, everyone thought he died on that one. And then we just watched him again, lights out. Like, come on. You're having a highlight tape of fucking concussions right now.
Like, it's just the fact that that third concussion, the bad one, happened on the most like normal play. Like, you torpedoed, yes, but like the fact, like, not a lot of people would be acting like that. Like, you were cooked. So I think you should retire. Definitely. I love you. I think you're a great quarterback. I mean, throwing, it's hard in the NFL to throw for 4,000 plus yards. You did that shit. You earned that contract. But it's time, brother.
Yeah. Just unfortunate situation.
And do you even, like, last talking point on the Tua thing, but do you, when you designate him, like when he's on IR, how long does it take you to designate, how long would it take you, if you're the coach, to designate him off IR to be like, he's good to go?
I, for one, have never seen a player get put on IR for a concussion. So that should tell you enough.
Yeah.
They're like worried enough to put him on IR to sit him four straight games. I would say concussion protocol, I mean, we're looking at like 2 to 3 weeks, right? Like severe ones, like not IR worthy. So I don't know. Scary shit. How do you play him after that? You know what I mean?
You're going to get, I mean, your organization is going to get severe backlash.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately he's a grown man and he has to decide for himself. You know what I mean? You can only do so much there.
Your brother not seeing 40, bro.
It's not like college football. Like college football, like you have every right to be like, no, you're not playing. You know what I mean? NFL is like, he's fucking, what, 29? You know what I mean? Like, what is...
I've only ever seen one time. Well, it happened multiple times, but one specific time was when Ryan Clark, you know, he has sickle cell and he wanted to play. He had a hell of doctors tell Mike Tomlin he can play at Denver. And Mike Tomlin was like, no.
Yeah.
And he was like, and he told Ryan Clark, is like, if you were my son, bro, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Yeah.
So,
which is it might need to come to that with fucking Tua.
Yeah.
Like, listen, think about your family. Like, holy fuck.
But, you know, hopefully he's all right. We both think he should retire. That cooks the Dolphins, but you got to think about your future here and the Dolphins' future. I mean, the Dolphins will be there. So,
yeah. And I can't think, like, I've McDaniel doesn't seem like a bad guy, and he seemed shaken up about it, like, in the first place. So you can't tell me McDaniel's sitting there, like, no, you can't retire. Like, you should keep playing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so they'll get Stafford, man.
Insane if they get Stafford. I'll be so pissed.
Why?
Because the fucking – he's in the AFC.
Bro.
I like to root for guys like Kirk Cousins, Stafford, Jordan Love. They're all in the NFC. My team doesn't see them unless a slim chance. You know what I mean?
Your team sucks.
I ain't trying to get the fucking smoke from those guys that I like.
Your team sucks, though. So it doesn't matter.
I mean, in the long run, you're probably right. But do I want to sit there on a Sunday and see Matt Stafford throw for 400 yards against my team? Probably not. I saw it last year. Matt Stafford cooked our ass.
Hey, my team beat him last year.
You real got them ones, early, baby. That's why.
Yeah, real ones, baby. Right, we're going to go ahead and get into our picks of the week.
No.
Oh, we're not?
The best bets.
We're going to go ahead and get into our best bets of the week. And
dog. You always do the picks first. We're not doing the picks first. That's best bets.
Okay.
Locks so of the week. Yeah. Dog of the week.
All right, so YouTube people, when I put this shit on the stage – You'll understand what I'm thinking. So he's like, why are you always doing the picks first? Motherfucker, it's slide one. So that's why I'm like, oh, we're
doing the picks first. I'll switch it. All right.
Yeah, don't fucking switch it. All right, so DWC bets of the week. YouTube people, you can see this shit. Audio people, come to YouTube, man. Look at our nice shit, man. We both got nice flags. We're both, you know, hit maxes, evade taxes. Come to fucking YouTube. Do both. Both. But DUC bets of the week, our locks of the week, Bucks -6.5, and wait for it, Commanders +7.5. I'm pretty sure we fucking cooked.
I think the basis for the Bucks one, I think, is just I like where they're at right now offensively and just momentum-wise, and I think they can really get it done. As well, the Commanders, like, I'm – like, the Bucks thing scares me a little bit because we just talked about and had a segment about how the 6-point dogs are covering like a motherfucker mm-hmm. this year. So that worries me a little bit. The Commanders one, I love taking teams at +7.5. I fucking mm-hmm. love it. You're given a whole touchdown. It's hard to beat teams in the NFL by a touchdown. So I like the Commanders. The Bengals are a little shaken up right now from that last game because you know how it is when they play the Chiefs. It's their Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Their Super Bowl right there. But yeah, I think I like going the opposite way here on the locks. I like taking some mad points, touchdown winner, and then I like taking a dog down by a touchdown.
Yeah, so my thought process on our locks of the week. Hey man, if the Steelers can do it, the Bucks can fucking do it. We won by 7 points.
Yeah.
I think the Bucks can win by 7 points. Also, that's what I wanted to ask you about. Little side note. How do we feel? This can be like a 5-minute little topic. How do we feel about Bo Nix? Are we starting to look for Zach Wilson, or what do we do with Bo
Nix?
It was the Kenny Pickett. He was old cooking in the preseason. That brother's ass.
It's a tough watch, to be honest with you. I mean, I haven't really watched Broncos games closely. I did watch, obviously, the Steelers Broncos played. We watched it together. There's no hope, Broncos fans. And I don't think it's all Bo Nix. I think the worst part about it is they took him 2 rounds too early. Mm-hmm. So now he's always going to be labeled as a top 15 pick.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be a failure, right? Like, he's always going to have the pressure of being a top 15 QB.
He's going to be a failure.
Yeah, when he shouldn't have been there in the first place. Like, people that follow the draft closely, or if you watch people that do film study on QBs, like, he's not graded into the first round, like, at all. Like, he's a third-round QB that Sean Payton thought he was going to outsmart everybody with. And clearly, Sean Payton is outdated. His offensive scheme is dog shit. And he's just a bum, an overpaid bum at this point.
I mean, when I saw the draft pick, Reed was in the air. So I know when he got back and looked at his phone on who the Broncos drafted, I literally was like, is this camera on me? What the fuck are they doing? Am I getting pranked? We all saw what Bo Nix was. So I don't know what Denver, hire us. I'm telling you right now, I can evaluate talent better than whoever the fuck decided to get Bo Nix. On God. I'm better.
It's like I just don't understand. Like, it's another situation where if you don't have the top 3 picks, top 5 picks, I guess there was a decent amount of QBs that went in the first round. But, like, if you don't have one of those to get one of the more talented players, you might as well just go free agent QB, a bridge quarterback, and then build up your depth. There's nothing wrong with
getting a bridge.
I don't understand. Like, Sean Payton really thought he was going to outsmart the league. It's so annoying. Like, if I was a Broncos fan, I would have been so mad about that pick. So frustrated.
It's just like it's the pick, yeah. But at the same time, it's the smug shit from, like, Deshaun just got that smug little look. Yeah. We wanted Bo the whole time. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and he's like, oh. Yeah. And he was, I remember that too, because he's like, oh, we baited the Vikings and made him trade up for J.J. McCarthy. We were never going to get him. We were going to go Bo Nix. Like, bro, fuck off, dude. Like, I hope they go fucking 0-17. They score 10 points a game and Sean Payton gets his ass fired. Like,
brother, they ain't even doing that. They ain't even scoring 10.
It's just,
but like,
I agree with you. That's where the comfort comes with the 6.5, because, like, the Bucs' run defense is good. Like, mm-hmm. if the Broncos can't run or throw the ball more than 10 yards, how are they going to cover 6.5? Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't see it. Even if the Bucs have an off day, like, the Bucs had an off day on offense against the Lions and still won.
Mm-hmm.
Still controlled the game from the majority of it because of their defense. So, what, like, if this doesn't hit, Like, I'm done picking locks of the week because I just can't see the Broncos scoring more than 13 points. Like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
This would have to be a major collapse by the Buccaneers, and the Bucs are at home. So,
and it's not like you said, though. Like, yeah, we're talking shit about Bo Nix. I mean, he's ass. What are we supposed to do?
But he's at not the same ready. Time, that's all it is. He's not ready. To start.
And I don't think this team is good as a whole. Mike McGlinchey just got hurt. He got hurt. That's another injury. He got hurt. I think he might be out for the season or, you know, a couple games. Their run offense is terrible. Javonte might be washed. But I mean, coming from that injury,
he's always had injuries.
Yeah. Cortland Sutton looks ass. He doesn't look like he wants to fucking be there. They're tight end that Greg Dole, whatever. I can probably catch a ball better.
How could you be excited as a receiver? You're just doing cardio on a constant. Cortland Sutton knows he's a deep threat receiver, right? He knows all his routes. He's not getting looked at. That ball ain't coming to him. I'd be pissed. Like, I'm not saying Bo Nix can't be good in this league. He just needs to fucking sit. Like, this is not a situation where you got a fucking Drake May. You got a fucking Trevor Lawrence. Like, you need to sit this guy. He's a third round graded QB by 98% of the fucking draft people, of GMs, all of it. What made you think this was a good idea? He's not ready for the NFL yet.
Are you putting Zach Wilson or Jared Stidham?
You know, and this is the second part of my hate for Sean Payton. Where is the contingency plan? You're telling me Zach Wilson. Like, I'm not saying Zach Wilson. Like, Zach Wilson had his moments. He also looked terrible majority of his career.
It could be a Jets thing, too. I mean, we're seeing Sam Darnold.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that. Fresh start, you could be doing decent. Zach Wilson obviously has arm talent and shit. But, yeah, like, where's the thought process here? Like, there's no – if Bo Nix doesn't work out, which apparently he beat out Zach Wilson in camp, which it's hard to believe, in my opinion. Because I just don't get it. Where is the backup plan? Jameis Winston, Joe Flacco, somebody. You're telling me Joe Flacco can't run Sean Payton's offense?
I don't know, man.
Like, I'm dumbfounded by how stupid Sean Payton has been this whole fucking time. And anybody can clip this if fucking Bo Nix and Sean Payton make the playoffs, because I don't fucking see it. I don't believe it. I don't believe in Sean Payton. I don't know. I don't believe in the GM. I don't know what the fuck they're doing over there. It's just, it's going to all come burning after this fucking.
Hey, what is my quote? What do I always tell you? When someone's playing bad, that brother is playing so bad, he's going to get people fired.
Yeah, he's going to get people fired.
He's going to get people fired.
And you know what? I'm not even mad who he's going to fire, because Sean Payton did it to himself.
Yeah, you are the Sean Payton hater.
I feel like this is one instance where if anyone should get hate, it's not Bo Nix, it's fucking Sean Payton.
Mm-hmm.
Because he drafted a guy that shouldn't be there that early. And then he decided not only to draft that guy, he said, oh, he had a great camp. He had a great preseason. Hyping him up all season or all off season. And then, oh, he beat out Zach Wilson for the job. We're going to run Bo Nix out there. And then look what happens. You can't even fucking move the ball past the 50-yard line.
That shit was – I mean, they were dry. They drove on us that one possession, and it was like, oh, my God, they might score. This might be a game. That brother threw a pick, man.
That was a bad pick. It was a bad fucking pick.
It was a bad pick. So, I don't know. I think it's – I do think Bo Nix is ass, but I think it's all around ass. Like, people dropping the ball – run game can't get started. I don't think people want to be there. Cortland Sutton, my phone, you know, I got it. You can get me on speed dial, brother. I'll take you. You know, you're my dog. But yeah, and the Commanders thing, you know, I'm going to be real. You know, we have these discussions on these locks. I'm not, you know, this is the only week I'm going to tell you this one was me. You know why? Because I'm calling out the fucking Bengals, bitch. I'm calling y'all out.
Prove it week.
Prove that you can beat this team by more than 7. Prove it to me. Y'all lost to the Patriots. Y'all got dog at home. put on all fours, seasoned up, flipped over, seasoned up again, a little bit of butter, that pan on high heat, cooked. You can give me 500,000. I'm giving more heart than these fucking bums did. Y'all made Ramondre Stevenson look like LT. The brothers didn't have to throw the ball.
I think what Bo is trying to say is that we bet the Commanders because we think they can keep it close.
Nah, I think you brothers nah, we're fading so bad.
Nah, we're just fading them. No, I'm just kidding. No, but seriously, I think the Commanders, like, I'm a little concerned with the pass defense for the Commanders. T. Higgins might be back, but I do think they can keep it close. Jaden Daniels can be disruptive enough, just playmaking ability, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's like, oh, like, the Commanders' pass defense, terrible. Another fireable offense, which the brother did get fired. Emmanuel Forbes, terrible fucking pick. Yeah, Christian Gonzalez sitting right there. You took Emmanuel Forbes. Hey, that's on you. Second thing, yeah, the Commanders' pass defense, the worst in the fucking league. Bengals, y'all ain't good either. I might be able to get $150 on y'all. Y'all are ass. I might get $150 in penalties. Y'all just gifting penalties out there. So until you guys lock in and get disciplined and start playing football, bitch, I'm gonna fade you.
This is a true.
I'm calling them out. I'm calling y'all out.
This is a true. I feel like if you're gonna call them out, you gotta do the dog of the week, not a fucking lock of the week. Because if this doesn't hit, we lost all credibility.
I mean, these brothers are -7.5 on prime time. If I waste my Monday night that I wasn't going to do anything anyway, but if I waste it watching you fucking bums and y'all don't beat them by more than a touchdown, you're cooked. If you lose, I might show up with a fucking pinata, bro. I might have Jaden Daniels beat up a pinata of a tiger. I'm about to have the German tiger on this shit right now.
Oh, my God.
Zim Houday, I'm about to have this motherfucker on right now. I'm gonna get in them Twitter spaces and laugh my ass off.
They start 0-3. Well, we just for fuck's sake, they just need to cover.
Yeah.
Like we're not even talking about the Commanders beating them, because honestly, we don't think that's gonna happen. No. If the Commanders fucking beat them, it's gonna be an all-time crash out on the internet from Bengals fans.
I'm gonna dance on camera.
Yeah, honestly, we're going to be wearing Commanders gear if fucking they end up beating the Bengals on Monday night.
Yeah, if the Commanders beat the Bengals by 14, I will Amazon a polo for the I'm putting that right now for the podcast. I will be in Commanders gear if they beat them by 14. Oh, you know, 10 plus.
A polo? I don't think I've ever seen you in a polo.
I got a little W Commanders polo.
14 point. Dude.
No, I mean, 10 plus.
All the Commanders have to do for us is stay within 7 points. That's it.
Hey, if y'all win, that's even better.
Yeah, I mean, it's always great, like how in week one, the Cardinals got up 14. You know what I mean? Now the Bills have to cover fucking 21 to cover the spread. So fast start from the Commanders. I think they can do it. Let's get it fucking done. We were 0-2 last week in the locks of the week.
Mine was so close. So close.
Yeah. Seahawks, man, we should have teased it down. The fucking Seahawks went to OT and we knew it was a wrap after the Patriots didn't score on the first drive. So the Colts just got embarrassed. That's all I can say about that.
Yeah, we
there's no excuses for that.
We thought we had it in the bag. We're like Seahawks, but we thought the Colts had it in the bag. We're like, why hasn't it dropped? Because of Jordan Love. Vegas knew, because the Colts are ass. Two packs of it.
Vegas. Vegas knew everything we didn't. So
Vegas was there like, "I'll take your weak ass $30. Thank you. But our dog of the week is going to be the Eagles at the Saints. It's crazy that the Eagles are even a dog with how their team is. But yeah, we're going to take the Eagles at the Saints. There's no way the Saints can do this 3 weeks in a row, right?
We are banking on the Saints slowing down, but also how it's just more of like Eagles at plus money is rare to get. Mm-hmm. We think they're a decent team. We think they can win against majority of the teams in the NFL. Why not this week, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We just thought, let's fucking take the Eagles at plus money and see how it goes. I really do think they can beat the Saints. There's no way the Saints can keep doing this. The only issue is that the Saints are continuing to look this good on offense. The Eagles' defense has been shown to break late in games. But we shall see, I guess.
Yeah, Philly, we're calling y'all out. You guys lost in a terrible fashion against the Falcons. I mean,
bounce back week.
Kirk ate y'all up, and that brother probably moved a foot from his five drop step. Cooked y'all. And then we just saw Big Play Slay get cooked on that zip route. Man, that brother was looking. That brother was in another zip code. That brother got cooked. So yeah, we're calling y'all out. Y'all need, let's go 3 for 3. We went 2 for 2 on the bets week one. I hope we can start winning some more. I don't want us to hit that first week and then never fucking hit again. So let's hope we hit. We will hit, speaking into existence. And now let's go ahead and get into our picks. It is tied up 18-14. We both had terrible week two, as everybody did. I imagine if everybody was, you know, did their picks, we were all terrible. You can't tell me that anybody had a good week. So it's 18-14. I lost 18 wins, 14 losses for both of us. I lost my lead. I got embarrassed, man, but we're going to bounce back. So YouTube people, you can see our picks right now. For the audio people, I will list them right now. I'm going to do it fucking once. Don't ask me to do it again. I'm going to do it once. So write it down. Let's go make some money. So for the Thursday night game, the Patriots and the Jets, we both took the Jets. For the Giants and the Browns game, we took the Browns. For the Packers and the Titans game, we took the Packers. That'd be funny if Will Levis does another memeable play. For the Bears and the Colts, we both took the Bears. For the Texans and the Vikings, we both took the Texans. For the Eagles and the Saints, you guys know, we both took the Eagles. For the Chargers and the Steelers, Reed took the Chargers and I took the Steelers. For the Buccaneers and the Broncos, we both took the Bucks. For the Raiders and the Panthers, we both took the Raiders. For the Seahawks and the Dolphins, both took the Seahawks. For the Cowboys and the Ravens, I took the Cowboys and Reed took the Ravens, both at even odds right now. So -1.5 for each. So that's going to be a pick 'em in of itself. For the 49ers and the Rams, we both took the 49ers. Lions and the Cardinals, I took the Lions and Reed took the Cardinals. He's on his little Cardinals agenda. For the Chiefs and the Falcons, we both took the Chiefs. For the Bills and the Jaguars, and that's the Sunday night game and two Monday night games. Bills could both be snooze fest, I'm not gonna lie. The Bills and the Jags, we both took the Bills. And for the Bengals and the Commanders, we both took the Bengals. So that is our picks. We're gonna leave them up for the rest of the show just so y'all can look at those. But probably not the rest of the show. We'll just leave it up until the closing shit. But we did pick a couple of the underdogs. And they're just underdogs because they're going to be away. But I do like the picks. I think we differed on three. I'm seeing three picks. Yeah, differed on three picks. So we'll see what our record is going to be. But yeah, I think I could go undefeated here.
A lot of A lot of my picks had to be like hate or watch, to be honest. Like, I'm picking the Ravens, Bengals, Jets, but I hope they all lose. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't mind taking the L on those. Every time I pick against the Steelers, they win. So I probably gave y'all a free win this week. I
appreciate it, big dog. Especially if, I mean, Herbert didn't practice today or Wednesday. So, yeah, today. So we'll have to see if he practices tomorrow.
Dude, if he sits out, my Chargers pick is destroyed. Yeah, in the mud, it's in the gone. It's in the I didn't know he was struggling, bro. I thought he was gonna.
Nah, he didn't practice. We'll see.
These are the two games I'm worried the most about are probably the Raiders and the Bears. And that sounds stupid because the Bears play the Titans, who look god awful, and the Raiders play the Panthers, but for some reason, this is just a game the Raiders or the Bears would lose in the nastiest way of all time.
Yeah, it's different with, like, now that week two happened, we're all, like, on the, like, is another fucking underdog going to win? Like, we don't know. But, yeah, thanks again, guys, for watching us on YouTube and for listening to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, which we are all out on. We're out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We're out on YouTube. For the audio people, give us a like and subscribe on YouTube. Blow that up. We begin some pretty good numbers, and I want to continue to get more. I think when we start posting on TikTok, I think it's going to grow even more. So thanks again, guys. This will be posted. I think yeah, we're still good. We're still good. All right, I'm gonna close it out. Thanks for everybody that listened. Thanks for everybody that watched. Make sure you like, subscribe, all that jazz, blow up all the shit. Rate us 5 stars on all of the platforms, on the audio platforms. Thank you guys again. And we love you guys, and we will be here for next week. And yeah, let's hope our best bets. Let's have a quick break for our best bets and our underdog. All right, let's go get it. Let's go ahead and get it. Let's go ahead and get it. Oh, man, it's 1 a.m. But, hey, we do it for y'all. Thanks again, guys, for watching and listening. And we are out. Peace.